Hundreds gathered outside the well-guarded Israeli embassy in West London to protest against the Israeli aggression on Palestinians in Gaza. The emergency demonstration is among many across the country. They call for an immediate end to the crisis, and they blame Israel for crimes against humanity.
We are here today to defend the Gazans, to say no to the killing of innocent people, to say no to the killing of children, of women.
As the protest goes on, the killing spree continues in Gaza, as Israeli missiles relentlessly bombard the area, targeting mainly civilians. Overcrowded hospitals are lacking in sufficient aid to deal with the swelling number of injured victims. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, expressed concerns and wanted the violence to end, but he surprisingly blamed Hamas for starting the crisis. The protesters here, however, reject his views. They believe Israel is to be blamed and that the Israeli government broke the peace truce.
And it did not start today with a rocket. It started with which is going on for occupation, which has been ignored by the international community. This is the problem.
Protesters here are watching the events unfold in Gaza very closely. They are also looking towards Egypt. They want to see the new Egypt after Mubarak playing an important role in lifting the siege.
We expect from the new regime more and more, and we don't think that Mohamed Morsi, that it is enough from Mohamed Morsi is just to withdraw the ambassador from Tel Aviv.
Free Palestine! The war on Gaza may carry on in the next few days, but if it does, protesters here will carry on the vigil and put pressure on the international community to prevent a repeat of the massacre that happened 4 years ago. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.